The gospel today, again, as we're coming to the end of our church year, is focusing on the things that really matter. And one of the things that really matters in the end is that God is going to probably ask us, so what did you do with the things that I gave you? What did you do with them? And the story of the parable of the talents, the man says, you know, you gave me this, and I have responded with this. Perhaps another way to look at that is the same question that we hear in the Psalms, and that is, what return shall I give to the Lord for all that he has given me? That's kind of one of those questions that that all of us are invited to ask and to answer. And I got to tell you that over the last months, as I've kind of observed people here in our parish, especially, and saw how they responded to that, you know, on one level, I've really been impressed. You know, over this past summer and going into the fall, you know, we had that big effort to do this Haiti raffle, and all of you and a number of our other friends throughout the area worked together, and we had a very successful raffle and raised $100,000. I mean, that's pretty incredible, you know. That's just been one thing, you know. Remember a couple of weeks ago when Amy Tenbarge came here and told us about the Habitat build and the Catholic build, you know, and we have several people, Dan and Kathy Schenk are part of that crew that actually goes down there and does the building. The rest of us, I think we collected about $1,500 for that. And I remember when we heard about the tornadoes down there in Texas and Louisiana, we collected over $3,000 for that. A couple of weeks ago, we took up another special collection for the same kinds of people who were affected by that same hurricane down in the Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It's another $2,500 there. Just last week, we were inviting everyone to help with our sausage for the homeless, and we collected about $1,300. And this past week, we took 500 pounds of sausage to the food pantry to be shared. And you know, and that's just part of it. Because if you've looked at the bulletin every week, you'll see where any number of you have been sponsoring some of our kids in Haiti to go to school. And if you look at the collection every week, you know, there's $1,000, $5,000, $4,000for Haiti education. And people are contributing for some of our kids to go on to college, and contributing to other things. It's just been really incredible. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of just truly wonderful, wonderful things have been done. And it is a tribute to your generosity and your willingness to say, you know, we've been blessed. We have been blessed, and because we've been blessed, now we have a special responsibility to share with others. And that is a truly wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, I don't know if you know that, but today, actually, Pope Francis has named this day as World Day for the Poor. You know, we have World Day of Peace, World Day for Youth, We have a World Day for the Poor to highlight the connection that we have to have between ourselves and those others in the world. And one of the things that Pope Francis said is, it's truly wonderful to contribute to causes and to give money and to do that. And that is truly wonderful, and a lot of good happens with that. But there's another step involved. What I think about is, remember Emeril Lagasse? He's a chef from New Orleans. He used to be on the Food Channel. He used to, whenever he did all his cooking shows, he'd say, "Now, when we come back, we're going to kick it up a notch." You know. I think what Pope Francis is doing is inviting us to kick it up a notch. And what he means by kicking it up a notch is that the next step for us is really to be able to stand with the poor and to be able to know what it is like to stand in their shoes, to know how the world looks like from their perspective. In the prayer of St. Francis, we say, "For it is better to seek to understand others than to be understood ourselves." Or, if some of you remember the movie To Kill a Mockingbird, remember that? That's an old movie, that's a very good movie. Remember Gregory Peck plays the Southern lawyer Atticus Finch, and he's talking to his young daughter Scout, who can't understand why people are the way they are. And he says, you don't really understand a person unless you're willing to go stand in their shoes and kind of crawl into their skin and see the world from their perspective. In a very real sense, I think when Pope Francis invites us to encounter the poor, he's inviting us to do just that, to be able to stand in their shoes, to be able to see what the world looks like from their perspective. Now, that's a challenge. That's a challenge. Because we can give money to all kinds of causes, and that's a wonderful thing, and I hope that we continue to do that. We can do that, but in a certain sense, it doesn't cost us, because, we give the money, and, we're happy to do that, but we're not connected. And so the challenge for us is to say, how do you get connected here? How do you do that? I'm not telling you anything new, but we live in a very privileged area. We really do. And I'm happy to live here like everyone else is, but we really do. We live in and we're very blessed. But the reality is that the poor are not going to come to us. The only way that we're going to bridge that gap is we have to go to them. We have to go to where they are. Some people have talked about that as voluntary displacement. And you know, I've seen it happen in various ways. We had a group here, one of our classes prepared a meal and took it down to the United Caring Shelter. And then we had our kids go down there. And then they sat, afterwards they got together and they talked about that experience. And they listened to some of these responses. It's like, well, I ain't never been in that part of town. And one of the things that struck me, I don't know, is that several of them said, they kept saying thank you. I'm not exactly sure what they thought they were going to say, but somebody said, I was never around somebody who was homeless. A little bit of effort to do that. We have a bunch of people that help out, volunteer their time. Some of them have been, we have one person who's been doing this for about 15, 20 years already. They help out at the St. Vincent de Paul coordinator's office. And what they do there is they answer the phone, because it's like people call in and they ask for help, and they try to direct that to the different parishes wherever the person who's calling happens to be closest to. And I've talked to some of them, and some of them said, you know, I've done that for a while, and I can't do that anymore. Because I go down there and I listen to these people, and it's like, oh man, I feel so bad. I listen to these stories and it's like, my goodness, and it's everything that I want to do to make it better, and I can't make it better. But they come back and they're changed. One of them I remember saying to them, it's like, I came back and I was down in the cafeteria when our kids were having lunch, and our kids are probably like kids everywhere, and it's incredible the amount of food we throw away. I was like, I can't do that, you know, because God, all these people, I know this family, this mother and these four kids, and they don't have enough to eat, and you're throwing food away. They were changed. They were changed by that. If you want to do voluntary displacement in a big way, we just had two groups of people go down to Haiti. Well, the last group just came back just this past week. That's a lot of displacement. You go down there and so often it's almost the consistent response is when you come back and they say, well, how was it? And they struggle to try to put it in words. They can't put it in words, you know. I'm looking at Dan and Kathy. You guys have been down there, and you know exactly what that's like. And you come back and you say, unbelievable. But you come back and you got to look at the world differently. Somebody said, you know, when they came back, and I said, we're going to Walmart to pick some things up, and they just, they had stopped. You know, it's because they were just overwhelmed with so much stuff there when there was other places where there wasn't any. You know, one of the big challenges about voluntarily going someplace else, we are so clued into doing, and we feel better when we do for others. You know, it's hard to just sit and just be with people. It's one of the things that we tried to do with some of our confirmation kids. Somebody was willing to prepare a meal, and I said, I want you to take this meal down there, but I don't want you to serve the meal to them. I want you to just go down there and have dinner with them and just sit there with them, talk to them, get to know them. You'd think that would be the easiest thing in the world to do, but it is challenging, You know? Because what happens is we come back and we're changed. We end up seeing the world differently. And we end up having a different relationship with those other people. You know, all of a sudden it's not, you know, for the kids, it's like, it's not all those kids down there at the United Caring Shelter. It's Bob and Bill and George, who is my age. Everything is different. I think that's what Pope Francis is talking about when he invites us to stand in solidarity with others. This is a great thing, but it can be tremendously scary. But you know, the other thing is, it's unreal. You know, I talked to all these people that have gone down to Haiti. I was talking with one who said she was scared to go, but she went anyway. And she and her son went down there. They're flying back. And he said, I'm planning my next trip down there. Isn't that something? I want to go back. I want to go back. You know? That's what happens when we start connecting with people. It's not us and them. It is we are brothers and sisters. That's what we are invited to do. And however frightening or ever challenging that is, God always gives us grace to do that. You know, so we don't have to do that in a. It doesn't mean everybody's got to go to Haiti or something like that. I can tell you one thing. I got somebody who will who said. I got the opportunity, I like to fix a meal for the folks at the homeless shelter. You tell me when. Here's my challenge here. What I need is some people who would be willing to take the meal down there and then have dinner with all of them. We can go to I was thinking about the Osnum Family Shelter. Or the United Caring Shelter. Take the meal down there and spend the time just talking to the people who are there. That's a step. That would be a challenge. That's one way to do that. But there are many ways. What it does is pulls us out of ourselves and makes us connect with those who are different, are those whose life experience is different. That's the great challenge that lies before us.